Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast. Welcome back home, a modern day parable. So far, we've met Michelle Landon, a talented but conflicted teen who shines as a church soloist, yet secretly questions the sincerity of her faith. Her sister Liz stands in sharp contrast, a disciplined, devoted believer who leads her youth Bible study with conviction and a passion for truth. As Liz urges others to hold the line in faith, Michelle begins to chafe against the expectations of her family and church, longing for freedom and self-expression. Torn between faith and independence, Michelle starts down a path of questioning that will test both her values and her heart.
Girl, stop what you're doing right now.
What did I do now?
Nothing yet, but you're about to. Guess who's holding auditions in Wichita next week?
Wait, American Idol?
Bingo. And Wichita's, what, 30 minutes from us? That's basically our backyard.
That's wild.
It's fate. Don't play. You've got the voice, the look, the story. This is your shot, Michelle. For real.
My dad would literally freak. You know that, right?
Let him freak. It's not his dream. It's yours.
When?
Registration on site is 6 weeks from today. Auditions are the next 2 days, Saturday and Sunday.
I'd have to be in Wichita all weekend. I'd miss church.
So? It's one weekend, Michelle. God will survive.
I don't know, Tina. And I have no idea how I'd get there or where I'd stay.
Girl, listen to me. You just got done singing about saying yes to whatever God calls you to do, right? What if this is what he's calling you to?
You think?
I think you're too talented to be stuck singing the same church songs every week for the rest of your life. Don't you want to know what else is out there?
Sometimes.
Then this is your chance to find out. Look, I'm not saying abandon your faith or anything. I'm just saying, maybe your purpose is bigger than that little church of yours. Maybe God wants you to reach millions of people, not just the same 50 faces every week.
But what if I'm not ready? What if I mess up?
What if you don't? What if you win the whole thing? Michelle, you could change your family's life. Your parents worked so hard to give you opportunities. This could be the biggest one yet.
6 weeks.
6 weeks to get ready for the rest of your life. Think about it.
Oh, I've watched too many girls with gold trade fire for folding chairs and hymns. They play it safe, they stay controlled. But you, Michelle, you don't fit in. You got something in your voice. It don't belong in basement praise. It belongs where hearts are loud. And dreams don't have to shrink to stay.
Girls, can you help me load the car with those boxes for Goodwill?
The ones in the garage?
Yes. I'd like to drop them off later this afternoon.
No problem.
might not be a problem for you, but I've got better things to do.
Can you just cooperate for once?
Fine.
Thank you both.
Where are you going? Aren't you going to supervise every box we touch?
I've got a few calls to make for the men's ministry. Y'all can handle some boxes without me, can't you?
What do you have there?
It's one of Mummy's journals. It must have fallen into this box by accident.
Well, take it out. That shouldn't be mixed in with all the clothes and stuff.
June 15th, 2011. Audition for Nashville Star Today. Didn't make it past the first round. Jeremiah says it's a sign that God wants me to focus on family instead. Maybe he's right. But what if I'm just giving up on the dream God gave me?
Mummy auditioned for Nashville Star? Gotta be honest, that's not the show I'd expect to see a Jamaican immigrant with a background in choir robes and curry chicken trying out for. What else did she say?
She didn't write in it every day. There are entries here from different years. September 3rd, 2014. The girls are getting older. I watch Michelle sing in church, and I see myself at her age. So full of hope and music. I pray she'll have the courage I never had. I don't want her to wake up at 40 wondering, what if I had just tried?
Cool. I think that's the last of the boxes. I'm going to tell Daddy.
I used to think this dream was mine. Just mine. But it was hers too. Maybe this is how I honor her legacy.
She had melodies inside her. The world did not hear her sing. A voice she kept within the walls. A symphony without its strings. She gave it all. The wife, the mom, the saint.
setting her soul free.
Welcome Back Home, a modern parable to be continued.